Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to take a look at our entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And as usual, we're going to start on the small screen with Craig Falk, deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And Craig, there's a double helping for the MasterChef fans at the moment. Just for those who might have missed it, MasterChef Australia season 11 is airing on Mnet just around 6 o'clock each evening in the week. We're about 4 episodes in already. It's not too late to jump on board if you missed the start. And remember, this is the last season with George and Matt and Gary at the helm. So if you've been a fan, make sure you catch this one. But Craig, there's also a new junior MasterChef version starting this week.
Yes, season 7 starts on Sunday the 19th of January on Mnet at 5 in the evening. You know, it's a nice sort of time to sit down with family. The weekend's almost over and carte blanche is going to start. And this season's really nice because Chef Aaron Sanchez is joining Christine Tosi and Gordon Ramsay with the kids. There are 8-year-olds who are leaving Aaron stunned. Now, he's a professional chef, and he's speechless by these 8-year-olds. Like I said, it's a really fun show for the family because you never know when you're going to find the next mini Gordon Ramsay, perhaps in your own kitchen. And it's really nice seeing Gordon being hands-on and very friendly with kids. I mean, that's how he is, but with the adults, he's more Mr. Mean.
Yeah, it is quite a change of pace for him, I'll say that. So if you're used to seeing him in Hell's Kitchen, you're going to see a whole other side of him as a judge on Junior MasterChef. Okay, so that's Sunday evening on Mnet at 5. There's also more reality fun in the mix with a new season of Survivor starting on SABC 3 next week.
Yeah, season 34 is called Game Changers. It's starting on Monday the 20th of January in its normal time slot at 7:30. And it's another season with past castaways, but what's important about this one is that there are people who've had an influence on the game. They've changed the way the game is played by future contestants, and they've had a really big impact. It's one of Jeff's favorites. And it's going to be interesting to see how they've changed from previous seasons, because some of the people who were softer are they've toughened up. They've got thicker skin second time, third time around even for some of them. And the villains are they're actually cranking it up a notch, and it's really going to be a good season.
It is. I've actually seen this season already. I watched it on Showmax a couple of months ago, and it is a really fun one. So that's Game Changers, season 34 of Survivor, starting Monday evening, 7:30 on SABC3. Then back to Mnet, Craig. There's a new spin-off from 911.
Yes, it's called 911 Lone Star. It's starting on Wednesday, the 22nd of January at 7:30 in the evening. It's following Rob Lowe's firefighter character, Oliver Strand. He's the sole survivor of the firehouse that perished. Everyone basically died in the 9/11 terror attacks. It's time to move states, and he takes his son and settles in Texas where he can restart his career and sort of find peace. What's really nice is there's a couple of big-name stars in the show also, like Liv Tyler, who's going to be working opposite Rob's character as chief paramedic Michelle Blake. She's also got her own issues to deal with, and they've got a very love-hate back-and-forth give-and-take relationship.
Okay, that's Wednesday evening on Mnet at 7:30. Now let's take a look at what's hot on the streaming services this week. Craig, still lots of buzz around the movie Marriage Story, which has clocked up 6 Oscar nominations, including 3, I think, very deserved acting nods for Scarlett Johansson, Laura Dern, and Adam Driver. I thought he was sensational in this role. And it is one of those films that makes you laugh and cry all in the same moment. It is so beautifully filmed. I absolutely loved it. And it is available still to watch on Netflix. Is there anything else worth watching on Netflix this week, Craig?
Yeah, I'm highlighting a 10-episode spy medical mashup comedy called Medical Police. And it's following 2 doctors who are hired as spies, and their job is to stop this virus from infecting the world, but there's something that their government bosses aren't telling them. You know, I mean, that's the way it goes with all of these world-ending viruses that the government's involved with. It's nice, cheap laughs, but, you know, at the same time, we need to forget about some of our troubles and just have a good laugh with the spoof. They spoof all of the spy movies. It stars Aaron Hayes from Children's Hospital. This is actually a comedy spin-off of that, and Rob Hubel, who was most recently seen as Len in Transparent, lots of other celeb cameos like Lake Bell, Melon Ackerman, Rob Coddry, Jason Schwartzman, really fun.
Okay, that's Medical Police on Netflix. And then over on Showmax, a series version of Little Women, not to be confused with the Greta Gerwig movie, which will release in South Africa next month. Greg?
Yeah, this is from 2017. It's a 3-episode period drama based on Louisa May Alcott's 1868 novel of the same name. It follows four sisters who are discovering what it means to be a young woman as they navigate sibling rivalry, love, loss, the proper growing up British coming of age type thing. Really fantastic to look at. The story is well known, and it might be nice to watch this and then watch the Greta Gerwig movie version, just to see how they're different.
Absolutely. I'm hearing great things about her version and a lot of disappointment that she hasn't been nominated for an Oscar for her work. But we have to wait until the 21st of February to see the film. So let's do a little bit of binging on the series in the meantime. Craig, some great suggestions. Thanks so much, and we'll chat again next week. What's happening on the big screen this weekend? Let's find out from our entertainment reporter, Chanel September.
We've got orders across here.
That is the German front line.
If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother.
It's our big movie of the week. 1917 is a war film directed, co-written and produced by Sam Mendes. The film stars, among others, George McKay, Dean Charles Chapman, Mark Strong and Colin Firth. It tells the story of two young British soldiers during the First World War who are given an impossible mission.
In your own time, gentlemen.
Must be something big if the channel's here.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion?
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
The film has received rave reviews all round. It's also earned 10 nominations at this year's Oscar Awards. If you love period dramas, then this film's for you. The next film on our watch list this week is the horror The Grudge. It's about a house cursed by a vengeful ghost that dooms those who enter it with violent death.
This is Detective Muldoon.
This is Peter Spencer. Something happened to me at 44 Rayburn Drive.
Someone was murdered at that house.
Why did you never go into that place?
Something never felt right about it.
Looks like we got another one.
Do you think that the body they found's related? Hello?
The film stars Tara Westwood, Junko Bailey, and David Lawrence Brown. It's directed by Nicholas Pence. If you love a good horror movie, then I suggest this film's for you. And the final film, if action is what you're looking for this weekend, then I highly recommend 21 Bridges. It tells the story of an embattled NYPD detective thrust into a citywide manhunt for a pair of cop killers, also uncovering a massive and unexpected conspiracy.
The 21 Bridges in and out of Manhattan. Shut them down. Three rivers, close them. Four tunnels, block them. Stop every train and loop the subways. Then we flood the island with blow.
It's directed by Brian Kirk and stars Chadwick Boseman, Sienna Miller, and J.K. Simmons. That's me, Chanel September. I'll be back next week with more movie hits and misses.
This is Cape Talk.
And lastly, some podcast suggestions from our Cape Talk producer, Stefan Lombard.
No Such Thing as a Fish is a weekly podcast series with episodes presented by the researchers behind the BBC panel game QI. Each of the researchers, known as the QI Elves, present their favorite fact that they have come across that week. Like with QI, you get to learn a lot and laugh a lot. The show is very successful. It's been around since about 2014, and it's still never far away from the top spot on the download charts. The elves now spend much of the time on the road, touring the UK, Europe, Australia and the US, and lately they've even done a book of the year in print and audio format. The title for No Such Thing as a Fish comes from the fact featured in the QI series years ago. Experts say that although there are many sea creatures, most of them are not closely related to each other. An example they used is that a salmon is more closely related to a camel than it is to a hagfish. An episode runs about 50 minutes, though I speed up the playback by about 20%, and I'd recommend you do the same. I don't particularly like the term family-friendly, as it's quite prescriptive, but just be prepared for a lot of penis jokes and discussions about bodily function. Overall, listening to the show feels like finding yourself sitting in the cafeteria at the Me Nerds table for lunch. It might not be your thing, but it's good fun for the rest of us. No Such Thing as a Fish is available from any good podcatcher on Android, iOS, or your desktop. Happy listening.
Thanks, Devon. I had lunch at that table too, so I love this podcast series. Appreciate your suggestions.